Blog Talk Radio.
Give me to lie down.
bless you families and friends. I thank God for each and every one of you. Always, always, always be a pleasure to worship God with you, because God is in control. And I just thank God for what he is doing inside of your life. And I thank God for what he is doing in others. And I'm saying right now, you just keep pushing, keep pressing. You're going to see the end. You're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I know at times you get to the point to where darkness and different issues and different things, that sometimes you can get frustrated because you've been there so long. You really wonder, is there any light at the end of this tunnel? I hear what everybody else saying. I know they stand and they say, and I do believe it. And I really don't want to have no doubt in it. But let the truth be told, sometimes you get to a place where it's so cloudy, and you get to a place to where it's just so congested to where we really can't see. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes your faith, after going operation by God, you cannot see anything. Just know within yourself, God ain't bring you this far to leave you. Praise of God, I just thank you and welcome you into the segment with the Bible study with our very own Mother Helen. My God Almighty, just come in and bring the word. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Saints of God, especially down in our Florida area, please prepare yourself, my God Almighty, for the storm, for the things which to come. And I'm telling you right now, you have to prepare. I remember God been giving us word, my God Almighty, at the beginning of the month, much time. I remember he done told us, my God, all over the world, different listener, everyone listening, say, please make sure you stock up, you have water. You remember, I know a lot of you can remember because it's been coming back to back and repeating, and maybe you have different things. Get money out of ATM and make sure you put some money up and keep it up into your house. And I'm telling you, I never know what's going to come or what's going to happen, but God been speaking, God been saying, amen, God been saying it. He used our very own prophetess Jackie. I remember in the house when she told, when the Lord spoke to her, he must said, Florida going to get a hurricane this year. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you got to listen to the words of the prophets and you shall prosper. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, please, here in Georgia, don't wait till the last minute. I want you to begin to get things off the shelf right here in the local Georgia, Savannah area, all the coastline, different parts. Please, do not, my God, listen to the prophets. Do not, right here in our own state of Georgia, here in Atlanta, do not say, well, it looks like you're going to go in and over there to Savannah. We might not. Do not, amen. You got to understand, these are predictions. You never know. You want to be prepared. You don't want to get caught with your hands, my God, not preparing or not things to prepare. Amen. God has been warning. He's been telling us way before then. Make sure you keep some stuff up. Amen. So begin to obey the spirit of the living God, obey the instruction, and let's begin to play. Let's put our fingers and say, oh, well, even another word. I hear you, but not hear you. Be like the people's in Nord days. Yeah, gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Okay, yeah. I know. Then when it happens, then it's like, oh, okay, what I do now. Amen? Amen. Let's begin to do what we have to do, saints of God. Saints of God, let's keep pressing. Let's keep working with the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, he's gonna see you through. I had an individual the other night, today hit me up on social media. He said, Prophet, Apostle, can you come and pray? We want to get together and pray that the storm of different things is going to turn and it begin to decrease and do things like that. I told the individual, I say, no, I'm not going to pray for that. You know, and they was like kind of shocked, got quiet, got paused for a minute. No, I'm not going to pray for that. I tell you what, after you finish praying, I hope they have stuff on the shelf. You got to prepare. Saints of God, you got to understand. God hears your prayers. God hears everything. But you got to understand about the ecosystem and about the system and about different times things can happen. Something you have to prepare. And because of prayer and because of individuals being in prayer and God using prophetic gifts and prophecy, God is able to give you warnings and be able to give you different things that you need to do. God been saying it for the longest. Amen. Make sure you stock up on Klanga. Make sure you get some water. I remember we've been saying it. Make sure you put all your money in the bank. Make sure you have some money stored away in your house. Make sure these different things. You know, I got a call today and you know what? We got to go by the bank and go ahead and get money out the bank right now. Amen. You won't have to get all that clutter if you obey the prophet. Amen. And obey the voice that God is speaking. Amen. Even through our own, very own in our house that the Lord don't use to speak. Amen. To God, this is not a game. God just really wants to to be safe and want to be and want you to be free. And he do that through the instructions, and he do that through his word. Amen. Let's make sure when we find good peoples and women and men of God that it doesn't want anything, but they just want to make sure your well-being is all right and making sure, you know, everything is okay with you. And I'm telling you right now, these are folks I want to hang on to, because they ain't trying to do and say anything to trick me, to get this out of me, get that out of me. All I need to do is just walk, just be a ride or die partner with them. Amen. We just roll with them. And I'm telling you right now, God will keep you and will keep you safe. Sometimes, my God Almighty, we just have to do things naturally to prepare, my God. And because regardless if we think it's going to come or this going to happen, that going to happen, it doesn't matter. All you know, regardless of which way you want to go, I am ready. That's how you got to be. Regardless of which way things might go, I am ready, because I am well prepared. My God, I'm not the preacher for the hour, or I'm not the one that's going to be doing Bible study, but we just want to drop these nuggets and drop the words of wisdom down to you. Florida, Georgia, amen. I'm lying, amen. Make sure you've been listening to the broadcast and been coming on the broadcast. Our very own ministers been God been using them to minister the word, prophesizing. God been using, amen. There's nobody here connected to ABM and connected to ABM ministry, must connected to the broadcast, we should be lost in any type of way of anything. Let's make sure we stay connected and we keep pushing. Saints of God, it's just a blessing what God is doing. And I just thank God for what he is doing here now on the earth and inside the lives of others. It is a blessing how God is blessing. And I'm just telling you, you just got to stay in our fast. We still are in our fasting. Amen. So let's make sure we keep continue fasting and praying, and we stay prayed up. We stay fast up. That way we can begin to make sure we're listening to the voice of God, hearing him clearly. Amen. Let's make sure we are doing that. So God, saints of God, I want you to be a part. We're going to have you going on Friday night, 7 p.m. I want you to come and be a part. Put your kids on, call your cousins, nephew, your nieces, all. Make sure they come in and be a part. We want them to come in and be a part as well. As our youth begin to position themselves, instead of being followers, they're going to begin to be leaders. Amen. We want them to begin to be leaders. Begin to stand up and don't be ashamed. Brother or sister who need prayer, amen, if they need this. And this day and time, saints of God, I just thank God that God is preparing our young in the school system be able to pray. That's an extra protection. Not only we covering them, but they got saved saints, they got saved friends, ones in school. It's shame of. So let's begin to get behind them and begin to push them and just let them know it's okay. Be yourself and keep serving God. And we're going to keep pushing. Listen, we'll go ahead and bring in our very own mother Jackson, man. At this, right after that, we're gonna get ready to hear the word for our own very own mother Helen, amen. So we need every woman of God, different one, Mother Jackson, Mother, please press one on your phone. I see Mother Jackson, amen. We're gonna come in, amen, and let's give what the Lord have for us, amen. God bless you.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Father God, Father God, the name of Jesus, I pray God and to Pastor Temple and to Pastor Smith and his wife and First Lady and each and every one at the ADM members. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, ominous. We now know how, God. We're just thanking you, God, just for another day, God. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to see this moment and this time, God, in the name of Jesus. We realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. Nothing that we did was so good, God. But we thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. We thank you this afternoon, God, just for the shelter over our heads, God. Even for the things, the lights, the gas and all that you made possible, that we gave us the tools and the financial, God, to pay our bills in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just say thank you. We thank you for the food that you put on our table, God. We realize that it wasn't you, God, but you gave us the activities in our body, God, that we went to the grocery store and began to get groceries. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our family and our companion in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for saving them. We thank you for strengthening them, God. We thank you for shielding and protecting them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you again, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Teach us how to be honest, God, towards one another, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us how to love one another in the name of Jesus, God. Not from our lips, but God, we come from our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our ministry, God, that set before us, God, that pour out realness like never before, God. And as they pour out, God, let us set, God, and pay attention, God, and receive your word that you are pouring out, pouring into them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us into our truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to let us lean on you and not to our own understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. God, thank you for this day, God, that you gave us eyes to see, God, ears to hear, God. Oh, and look towards the hill which cometh to our help. Our help coming from the Lord, which thy God give us thee. No other help we know, God. We thank you, God, for separating us, God, from the things out in the world, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So let us continue to look for God like never before, God. Let us continue to push like never before, God. Put your Holy Ghost hand cup upon us, God. That we can stay in your perfect will like never before, God. And let us be go to Moshe, God. Begin to repent, God, if we said anything against anyone, God, in the name of Jesus. I had any in our minds towards them, God. Let us begin to repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for healing our hearts, God. Oh, God, we thank you for just having your hands upon our minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for just healing our holy body in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We might have the symptoms, God, but yet and still we are healed, God. Because we no longer walk by sight, God, but by faith in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the woman of God, Haraboshe, and the mother of the Haraboshe, the mother of the church, God, Mother Helen, that's going to bring the word forth today, God. Let us get our heart and mind in position, God, to receive the word that's going to come forth today like never before, God. And let us hold on to it, Haraboshe, God. Hold on to your word, God. God, we howl, cry out to you today, God. We need you like never before, God. Oh, God, we need more and more of you, Kondorobose. We're reaching out for more of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we can just continue to lean on you like never before, God, for every situation, God, for everything that we need, Lord, we're leaning on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you, God, continue to walk the streets, God, continue to save people everywhere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to save the streetwalker, God. Continue to save the drug dealer, Lord. Continue to save the one that smokes drugs, God. Anything that is not like you, God. We pray this day, God, that you begin to pull down strongholds, God. Break every chain that it is in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we walk, God. Let us walk with dignity, come to the Lord, Moshe, God. With our shoulders swell back, God. And when we walk, God, let them see the light of Jesus Christ, God. Where we can begin to minister to people out in the street, God. Where we can begin to love on them, huh? Let them know that you still live today. You're still here. You're still delivering. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we just thank you, God. We thank you for all things, God. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah anyhow, God. No matter what circumstances we're going through, God. Let us continue to praise you, Haraboshe. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We give you all the glory this day, God, and all the praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Jackson, heartwarming prayer. Well, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone.
Amen. We hear Mother Helen.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Under the sound of my voice, I give honor to God, who's the giver of my life, and it's just another day that he has kept me, and I'm glad about it. He kept me from all hurt, harm, and danger, and he kept my mind stayed on Jesus. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. That song been read to me all day. I could hear my mother walking through the house singing that song. So I give honor to my pastor, Prophet Temple, Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of my co-laborers in the Lord, and to everyone under the sound of my voice, the international listeners, people in the United States, everyone that can hear me, I send peace, love, and blessings. Well, I'm going to do just a recap, Mother OG's way, what it really have meant to me to have these scriptures and to be on this fast. I tell you, it's just so rewarding. I feel so good. I feel like I've lost 10 pounds, and I feel like I'm 50 years old instead of the 80 that I am. So I thank God for all things. And all of them, if we take notice, all of the scriptures kind of linked up with each other. And it was teaching us to keep the faith. Don't lose hope. Stay in the race. On the first day, we talked about Deuteronomy 31:6. It said, be strong. Be of good courage. Fear not, because the Lord will not fail you or forsake you. And then we learn again that if we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, he will keep us in perfect peace. Sometimes the enemy will clutter your mind with this, that, things from the past, things that you can't accomplish on your own. So it was telling us if we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, he will keep us in perfect peace. Then we talked about Isaiah 41:10. And it tells us again to fear not, because God upholds his righteousness with his hand. John 14:26 says, he will send us a comforter, and that's the Holy Ghost. And Christ told us not to let our heart be troubled. So this is still again, please register these scriptures in your mind and your heart. Don't let it just go by, even after this time. You can keep these scriptures registered in your heart. It will keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Okay, on the third day, my favorite scriptures, to trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. That means don't try to fix it yourself. Go to God. And then just wait on him. Be patient. Have long suffering. Next, he said, Psalm 34. He said, the righteous cry, and the Lord will hear you and deliver you. Because my heart is always on the one who's broken in a contrite spirit. Number four, when you go through your little struggles, tearing your hair out, don't know which way to go. No, may you go to church on Sunday, we shout, we hit the floor. But it's a funny thing, when you come home and you get alone, where does the shout go? Where does the anointing go? Are you still mumbling and complaining about what you don't have? Are you complaining about aches and pains in your body? But God is a healer. He said, God's grace is sufficient for us. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And we must watch unto prayer when things go wrong. But above all, let us love one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. You know, we all have different personalities. We all don't look the same. We don't walk the same. You may not like how somebody look, may not like how they walk, but God made us different. But he wants us to still love one another. Sometimes people are slowful. Sometimes they don't be on time. It's just a lot of things that you could complain about. But he said, let us love one another, because when we love each other with the love of God, it covers up any sin. We pray for one another. Tell God to help us, keep us, guide us. And don't fall apart when trials come, but rejoice knowing this is the trying of your faith. And we have the comfort of knowing that God is always merciful on us. And now we come down to the one that I really just like. It was 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and the 16th and 18th. And I'm going to read this. He says, 16, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, that means it don't last long, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen is eternal. That means keep your eyes on Jesus. He's already made the way when he went to the cross and died for all our sins, so that we may have a place in him in heaven one day. So the little things that come up on you, they don't last long. It's only just a little light affliction. Which brings me down to the last one, Hebrews 12:1-3. It said, this is staying in the race. You got to run, but run it with patience. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand at the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be weary and faint in your mind. That means run the race. Stay in the race. Don't look at the problem. Don't lose heart because you are witness. No mumbling and complaining. So we're going to look at a few hindering spirits. You'd be surprised, the hidden hindering spirits that we don't even consider. We all can look at the big ones. Well, I don't drink. I don't smoke dope. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't hang in clubs. Or I don't run the streets. I don't do any of that. But what about the little small things that hinder us from being what we need to be for God? Are you slothful? Slothfulness is a sin. Procrastination, broken promises, fault-finding, judgmental. So some of these things that we have to be careful. We have to take inventory of ourselves and don't be hindered. Stay in the race, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who's the perfecter of our faith. Don't lose heart. Throw everything away. He said everything, not some, but everything that will hinder your walk with God. Don't go weary. Don't lose heart. Stay in the race, because Jesus already paid the price. He's already blazed the trail. So don't wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. So listen, people, dwell on these scriptures even after the fast is over, even after the month of September is over. Chew on them, marinate them, meditate on it. Sometimes, like Pastor was saying this morning, you may have to cut some people off. You may have a lonely walk because everybody don't want Jesus. Everybody don't want to go where we're trying to go. So you can't, devil and darkness and light don't go together. So sometimes you may have to turn down a phone call or you may have to get out of a conversation. But run the race. Stay in the race. Be faithful. Trust in the Lord with all your mind, your heart, and your soul. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Well, that's my drive-by and my nugget. And the last, I got two parts. And this part is, remember, God is not a movie script. He already knows the beginning and the end. Thank you. Just a minute. Hold on, Pastor. You know, we have such a wonderful pastor, and I just love him and First Lady. Pastor C, I could never thank you enough for introducing me to such a wonderful ministry as ADM. And we look and we say, what is a pastor? He's the one that watches for our souls. They sometimes lose sleep because he carries the burden and the load of all of us in his heart and on his shoulder. That's what I think. I think he is the pastor that God has called to be a man after God's own heart. Then we talk about a prophet. A prophet is someone who gets the message from God. And God tells the prophet, and he tells us. And I'm so glad we don't have a prophet to see houses, cars, and lands for $50, $100 over here, and I see you getting married next week. I'm glad that he is a prophet of God, a true messenger of God. So I was led to just write something about him. And I know he don't like for people to make on over him, but I'm Mother OG. I'm his mother in the Lord, and I can do this because Mother OG got to always be right. Amen? I took Temple. I said, T, you're tenderhearted, giving, and kind. E, you established man of God in the Word. M, mighty warrior of God. P, you oppose polite and patient. L, loving and considerate of people. E, excellent in all you do. S, spiritual successful man of God. Personality and persona of a king. E, expresses love to all mankind. N, noble man, never boastful. C, chosen messenger of God. E, eyes is watchful always. R, rejoicing in the Lord forever. Now, we're talking about the head, but we're not going to forget about the head. Because the neck is Pastor, is Sister Lakeisha. The devil is a lie. Okay, I took Lakeisha's name, and this is what I see in her. L, lovely to the eyes. A, adorable in every way. T, keeps watch Billinger over her husband and family. I, intelligent and full of integrity. S, soft-spoken woman of God. H, honest and heartfelt character. A, admired by all who know her. B, but we must recognize the next. None other than the lady and the queen of his house and the queen of the church house. God bless you, and I'm out of here. Sayonara, hasta la vista.
Wow, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, Saints. Me and my wife, we are lost for words right now. And I don't know what to say. But all I can say, Mother Helen, and to everyone, this will make the journey worth it. When you're dealing with a true man and woman of God that really love God, it's nothing you can give them. I kind of feel like how the troops feel, veterans and different things, and all they just said at times before they could just go and lay down their life and serve and be honest with you, a pastor or a leader job, saints of God, they might not be in the Army or Navy, but they are in the army of the Lord, and they are laying down their life. Even scripture says, you know, until husband love thy wife as Christ loved the church. What did Christ did for the church? He laid down his life. And just to hear a genuine thank you. And I'm a loss of words. This is what makes the journey all worth it. And this is what make it all worthwhile. And I thank you all over the world. And me and my wife were just reminiscing just not too long ago before the broadcast. And we were just looking at some footage of some years ago and looking at the start and looking at different things. I thank God for our family now. I really do. And saints of God, I don't know what I just thank God. And if you're listening in no part of the world where you're at, please find a church home and find and let God lead you. Lead you to people who don't want nothing from you. All they want you to do is get closer to God and your life to prosper. And let God do what he want to do inside of you. Ask God to lead you there. A lot of people is given the word and they go to school. They could break down theologies. Even now we starting to get it. We getting into the Greek and Hebrew and a lot of different things. But it takes a real man and a real woman of God with substance that say, hey, I'm not here to look for no paycheck. I'm not here to look to receive a pastor anniversary once a year. I'm not looking here to get a donation raise or see how much money we could raise and how we could turn what we're supposed to be building for the kingdom into a career or empire for ourselves. But they say, hey, I care about where you're going at in life. I care about where your life is going to end up. I care so much to where I don't feel like and I don't want to sleep. And I get frustrated when things is lacking in your life. I care about you. There's nothing you could give. But just please line up with God. You have a leader then. You have somebody that is called by God. I thank you all. Some of you now, I feel you in the spirit. Mm-hmm. We feel you. Pastor feel you, and I feel the love. Mm-hmm. So all I can say, Mother Helen, Mother Jackson, I don't even want to go and start naming names because there's so many of them. We thank you all. And one thing I do know, and this is why it's so heartfelt and so touching, because many people tell you that they love you. Many people could tell you that they hear from you. But I'm a firm believer of the actions speak louder than words. And when we see people who just come to church and just want to worship God with you and want to be on Pearl Post, regardless if they feeling, because there have been times where Mother Helen have not been feeling the best and just been feeling, and sometimes have to come on medication and say, that's where I know. And when she say, hey, Pastor, we love you, it's heartfelt. It's heartfelt because I know it's the truth, because it's through the actions. It's through the action is what hearts feel. And saints of God, that's what that's why I'm so speechless right now, because I know what is said, especially about different ones, is from the hearts. And I'm telling you, saints of God, many people are going to tell you so many things. So many things. But it's action. And when you find individuals say, I want to be on post, I need to be there, I want to stand with you, regardless of how they feeling in their bodies, how they feeling in their health, they ain't going to need most loud things in their house or things to keep them away. They're going to make sure they spend an hour or 2 hours throughout the week just to be there. That they could truly, you could feel it. It's truly a love that is really agape. It's not none of that stuff and just say, hey. They say, hey, I'm here. So I just thank you all. And I thank you all for most of all being faithful with God. And as you've been faithful with God, you've been faithful where God have you in position at. We love you. Be safe. In this day and hour, make sure you're connected to true prophets, pastors. You might not be one say, hey, I'm operating a gift. But God got other prophets, that is house prophets. They the apostle, they prophets over the house, might not be pastors, but they have a gift, a prophetic gift. Make sure you're with someone, because in this day and time, please hear me. You're going to need people that hear from God and have a gift to prepare to sound the horn, to sound the alarm, give us instructions, tell us what to do. Before he must anything, he must take place. We are running, we are very in tedious times. Pastor, once again, say I love you. I thank you all, and I thank you all for showing the love. And the way you're showing the love, y'all be with me in prayer in the morning at 7 a.m. You come back at times at 7 p.m. You go through fasting with us. Them the people that I could say y'all truly love us. We thank you all. I bless God for you. See you in the morning at 7 a.m. Thank you.